The solution dawned on Buckler.
Lair. Vermin hide in lairs. That's what Althea means. The lair.
Granby patted the young hare's back.
Well done, Buck. The lair. So, what are we seeking?
Oakheart sounded excited.
A vermin lair within a good march from Redwall.
Diggs began chunnering.
Deary me. Must be a jolly big lair. Somewhere large enough to take all those bally-ravaging rascals, plus the young'uns. Anywhere that bloomin' size you could spot from a flippin' league away. Sounds like a pile of balderdash to me, chaps. What?
Granby shook his head.
No, no, you're wrong. Didn't Gripchum say that he didn't know where Althea was? That suggests Wilt and the sable creature keep the main body of their army well away from it. There's lots of places in Mossflower where you could set up a camp for a mob of vermin. Doesn't have to be particularly secret. No beast is going to attack that number of armed vermin. But Althea now, that's the secret hideout, where only the chosen few are allowed to be. The Queen, Zwilt, some guards, and jailers, and of course, the captives.
Django scratched at his scrubby beard.
You got a point there, Scribe. But where is he? Where do we start looking?
Skipper tried reasoning.
Well, those ravager vermin ain't been seen hereabouts till lately. So maybe they ain't had time to build out there. Perhaps they just found it and the Queen made it their lair.
Abbess Margerim was in agreement.
It sounds feasible to me. So, what natural hideouts do we know of around Mossflower country? Who has a working knowledge of the area? Abbey beasts mainly stay here at Redwall. We are not travellers. Django, maybe you could suggest some place.
The Gowsim chieftain pondered.
Let me see. I've spent all my life on Mossflower's waterways. Ha! What about the old quarry? That's full of caves.
Granby pointed a paw at Django.
You could be right. I read in the records that the quarry was where they took the stone from to build Redwall. That's how it became a quarry. It was said to be a breeding place for serpents, though. A poison teeth adders. Do you think they'd choose that? Oh, I'm not so sure, friends.
Corrin. The place of Corrin.
The words had come from the abbess, but the voice did not sound like hers. Granby stared at Margerim.
What was that you said? Corrim?
Abbess Margerim shook her head and rubbed her eyes, as if just waking from a nap. She blinked at Granby.
I don't know. What did I say?
Oakheart held out his paw theatrically.
As I heard it, ma'am, you said Corrim, the place of Corrim. I never forget my lines, you see. And neither should you, Mother Abbess. Corrim, the place of Corrim. Heard it myself distinctly, though I recall your voice sounded rather different.
Granby spoke in hushed tones.
That's because it was the voice of Martin the Warrior. It isn't the first time he spoke through some other creature. Martin's sending us a message.
Django carried on with his former idea.
I think the old quarry would be a likely place.
Silence, please.
Granby had both his eyes shut tight, his paws clenched. The old recorder was concentrating hard. Django went quiet. They all stared at Granby. Now he was rocking back and forth, muttering.
Corrim, Corrim, the place of Corrim. Corrim, where have I heard that name before? Corrim, a word from long ago.
He suddenly leapt up in a fever of elation.
I know, 'twas here all the time. Here, right under our snouts.
Skipper could stand it no longer. The big otter picked Granby up and stood him on the gatehouse table.
Corrim, here. Granby, me old mate, will you stop jumping about and talking in riddles? What's right under our snouts? Now calm down and speak plain.
Granby sat down on the edge of the table. He took a deep breath, then polished his glasses slowly.
Forgive my little outburst. Not quite the thing for an abbey recorder. However, 'twas not without reason. Buckler, do you see that bookshelf on the far wall? I'd like you to find me a volume there. I'm not quite certain of the title, though.
Diggs chonnered.
Not quite certain, eh? That's jolly useful. What? Confounded great load of books on those shelves, and the blinking chap doesn't know the flipping name of the one he wants. Ha!